Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this June 29th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and we're joined right now by our great friend, Jasmine Carbajal. She is with she is a 4-H Associate Educator with Marathon of Wood Counties. Good morning, Jasmine.
How are you?
Good to have you with us here. Good to hear you. Thanks a lot for being here, Jasmine. Appreciate
thanks for having me. We're in the middle of June, well, end of June now. So, you know, doing lots of programming. So I'm happy to be here with you and talk a little bit about that.
And, you know, while we don't want to see any of our summer months go away, if there is a positive to June wrapping up so quickly, it is all the cool things we have coming up in July.
Yes.
If you don't mind, before we go too fast forward, I do want to rewind a little bit. How have some of the events this year been going, especially some of the end of school year stuff that you are a part of?
Thanks for asking that. It's been going really well. I think that the biggest thing that I've seen is this energy from our youth that they want more. So, like, we were wrapping up with some events and they're like, okay, what's going on this summer? Because we want to keep doing things. So I'm really excited. You know, June's been going really well, really busy. We just came back from our summer academy in Madison. We had 300 youth from all over Wisconsin come to that. We had Miss America speaking there. So it's just a great event. So yeah, everybody's kind of engaged and like they want to keep going.
I have heard from the parents and they want you to too.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
But yeah, they're ready.
it is really nice to have so many things locally they're going to keep kids busy in the summer.
Yes.
I do think that kids deserve to have a little bit of lax time, and that's important. But it's also just as important to keep those brains with a routine, with some repetition. It doesn't always have to be heavy lifting stuff. It can be fun things that we don't tell them that they're learning something, but they are.
You know, in a space where they can still connect with their friends. I know when I was in school, sometimes that was the only time I would get to see my friends. I didn't get to see them much during the summer. Mm-hmm. So I think with some of our 4-H programming, we create these spaces where, yes, everything you said, and they also get to bring friends along and, you know, get to connect with them during the summer as well if they might not do so otherwise.
One of the things that I've admired and I really enjoy about working and talking with you and Laura is you do this all the time, these things that I forget and many of us forget as adults. It's such a good point. Most of us growing up, we say goodbye to our friends and at the end of this last day, and that's the last time you saw them until the next school year and everything. And that was always rough. That was kind of, and I know social media has changed that a little bit, but there's still, I've got some, you know, younger kids that I talk to and everything that friends of mine are parents of, and they're still in the same boat. It's kind of cool to give another option for them to hang out, to see each other along with some great events.
And meet new people, right? Because then they make new friends that they might not have engaged with during the school year, and now they have gotten to meet someone new or someone that they might have seen in school but never really got to know, and now through some of the summer stuff they get to know them more, and now you go into a new school year with new friends too.
Not to say, I think when you say the word cliques, it can kind of have a bad tone. That seems to kind of like faded away a bit. There's still groups, but it's not really like how it was when some of us were in school and you were separated by these things. But that stuff still does kind of exist. When your kid is in 4-H, it gets an opportunity to meet a whole different group of people sometimes.
I agree, especially, you know, when you say cliques, like what comes to mind is this definition of like misassumption that 4-H, again, is just farm, it's just animals. So even when we think about 4-H and how much it has changed, like this is a great opportunity to check out some of our events to see how it's not a click. It's not that anymore. Mm-hmm. It's changed a lot, and come join us for it.
Yeah, and especially with some of these great events coming up. Let's dive right into the Summer Foodie Pop-Up.
Well, you know, we love to talk about food.
Yes, we do.
So I am definitely promoting our Marshfield one coming up July 11th. Mm-hmm. So our foodies, for those that might be new listeners to you, we invite youth to come. We get together, do a little connection game, get to know each other a little bit first. And then we walk over to a local farmer's market. And then we talk about just, you know, not only exposing them to our local vendors and farmers, but just talk about the process of farm to table and talk about what ingredients do we need to make a good recipe that, you know, it's for third graders and up. So really like within their skill sets. And so then we'll walk around the farmer's market, get some ingredients, and then come back and we cook together. Mm-hmm. And that's always been such a fun class. So our foodie pop-up in Marshfield, and I say pop-up because we have a regular Thursdays in Rapids. Mm-hmm. But if we have some youth in the Marshfield area that may not make it to the Rapids once on Thursdays, then this one is for you. It's Tuesday, July 11th. We are going to be meeting at the Chestnut Center for the Arts there in Marshfield, and it's $5 per participant. Now, we've talked about, you know, I never want a fee to be an obstacle, so just let me know that, hey, I just need a scholarship for this. That is fine. Youth in third grade and up. And there's a registration form on there. We are asking people to kind of register by today, tomorrow, just so I know how many to plan for. Mm-hmm. And people can find that on our website or our Facebook page or by calling me. And I'm sure we'll give that information mm-hmm. at some point today. But
definitely.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, we've talked about this before, and the idea, some of these kids, maybe they haven't been to a farmer's market before, and seeing that, so first and foremost, I think seeing these vendors and these farmers and seeing what it takes to do that job and that work and having some appreciation, some empathy for that, that's a great thing right there. And even if that's where the event ended, I think it's worth it. But then the fun and the excitement of picking out ingredients yeah. and the almost hide and seek of that, of finding stuff. And then you take these items and putting it together. For us as adults, we do this almost every day, and it doesn't seem, you know, too magic or anything, but to a child, that's magic. Some of my favorite memories are being in the kitchen with my Nana and her cooking, you know, pasta noodles from fresh pasta noodles or fresh marinara or something that she lets sit overnight and all these mm-hmm. things. I got to be the main helper because I was tall and I could grab things on shelves
and stuff.
You can
help that way.
But I learned a lot being in that kitchen with Nan. Yeah. And I had such a love of creation from mm-hmm. it. Not just cooking and what it means to cook for somebody yeah. and then eating that meal and you seeing the enjoyment of that and how great that can feel. But just the creative fun of cooking can be. And if I could just add one last thing. For Father's Day a couple weeks ago, my youngest daughter took me out for dinner.
Okay.
And I've mentioned this before. I tend to treat food like fuel, and I don't really think much about yeah. it and everything. And I was sitting there with her. We had one of those little moments where we're both eating, and it's just silent.
Yeah.
And I forgot how powerful that is, how beautiful of a mm-hmm. moment that is to break bread with your kid, mm-hmm. to be able to just sit there in the moment, not the rush and bus and not a big conversation we're having. We're just being around each other.
Yeah.
And how good that feels, how good my soul, like that was 2 weeks ago, and I'm still full in the soul from it.
I love that.
So I feel like with these events, you get back to some of that too, and you slow down a little bit and get back to loving food, get back to the enjoyment of food, how much fun this can yes. be.
You know, and something that I found as doing these, the foodies, I tend to do them now every year and throughout the year as well, but specifically with the farmer's market, I see a lot of younger people and youth even with their own businesses there.
Mm-hmm.
I think last year we had one that was selling her homemade like cookies and like mm-hmm. how she has created a business. And I mean, and we're talking about like youth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Another one that has an earring business that she makes her own earrings. And when my youth, and I say my youth because like I can, everybody comes around me, you're mine.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're mine. So
get that.
When we got there and some of my participants were just like, that's really cool. I never thought that I could like, you know, sell things that maybe I make like at a farmer's market. I'm like, yes. Like, you know, it's beyond just the food. It's about like, if you have an idea and you're looking into being an entrepreneur or having your business, like these are things that you have to think about. Where can I sell my items? And having that connection with those vendors that are closer to themselves in age and like seeing themselves reflected in something like that was the coolest too, right? And so, yeah, I love the foodie programs.
there's something about too the any opportunity to build confidence in young people. And while they may not all grow up to be chefs or anything like that, they're going to be needing to make food and stuff.
Yeah.
And the confidence, there's few things that can give you confidence like seeing somebody enjoying the food you made. Or you even enjoying the food you made and realizing, mm-hmm. oh, I pulled this off.
Yeah.
I can do this.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to be a part of. It's a really unique thing.
And the mushrooms weren't bad in this one.
Yes,
and the spinach was actually good because they make it. themselves. You know, I always consider myself more a facilitator. Mm-hmm. I bring you all together. I want to make sure you don't cut your fingers. I hear this all the time. But at the end of the day, they are the ones making their meal. Like, mm-hmm. they're working together. They're making, because, you know, that has shown that, like, they're more likely, youth are more likely to try things, right? And so it's been so surprising to some parents. Like, they ate that? You're telling me they ate, they tried that? I'm like, they did. And they might have not liked it right away, or they might have loved it, right? But it's the fact that they did it that encouraged them to do that.
My poor mother could have been so benefited by you guys. I was such a picky eater. I drove her crazy. You guys would have really, she really would have benefited having me in this. So again, the Summer Foodie Pop-Up coming up Tuesday, July 11th, 10 to 11:30 over at Chestnut Center for the Arts in Marshfield. And that is going to be a fun event. Be sure to, we'll tell people how they can register for that before we wrap up.
Of course.
Coming up as well, the 4-H Pool Party on July 16th. Great idea. Right away. I don't even need to know anything about this, and I tell you it's a great idea.
So last year we ran out of time in the summer to do a pool party countywide and for all youth, really, not just 4-Hers. I think Laura and I have both really said that, like, we are not strict about, like, you have to be a 4-H member to mm-hmm. attend any of our events. You know what? If you are looking for something to do, you see our flyer somewhere and you're like, I want to check this out, let us know and just come check it out, because we want you to experience, like I said before, like this 4-H just program, right? And so our pool party this year, so I made it a priority. We're going to have a pool party this year in Wood County. And so it's going to be on Sunday, July 16th. And I purposely chose a Sunday because I'm hoping the whole family will come out. I usually say, like, if you want to drop off your youth with me, okay, fine, go run an errand, come back. No, with a pool, come have fun with us.
Good idea.
You know, it's going to be hot. It's good. It's summertime. Let's enjoy it together.
Bend my arm. Okay, fine. We'll do it. Yeah.
You know, and the thing is that then you can meet other adults, you know, like you can meet other leaders. You can meet other adults, other parents. Like, it's a good connection opportunity, not just for youth with youth, but also for adults with adults. So July 16th, it's from 2 to 4. We're going to be doing that here at the Wisconsin Rapids Recreation Complex. $5 per participant. Again, let me know if that's too much. I'm never like, you need to pay before you go. Mm-hmm. No, just, you know, email me if there's an issue. And then again, all youth, all families are welcome. We do want to just a registration for that as well, just because we want to make sure we have enough space with what we're planning to do that day, but always lots of fun. And so stay in the pool.
Yeah. I love that you and Lori, when you guys bring these angles to things that I just don't wrap around. And I'm an overthinker. There's not much, not many angles on things I don't think of, but you brought up adults there. I'm so focused on the kids, and we should be. That's what this is all start and ends with. But the adults are a part of this too, an event like this especially. And as adults, we have less and less opportunities to meet people. We have less and less opportunities to organically just run into a stranger and make a new friend or something like that. That is a great point. There's a great opportunity right there with this event.
Especially if you're a family that you want to get maybe involved with 4-H, but you're not so sure, this is perfect to come out, have fun, and connect with people that have been doing 4-H for a while, right? That know and kind of how it works, and get to know me, get to know Laura, your educators at a local level too, because if I'm not there, Laura's there. If Laura's not there, I'm there. Like, one of us is going to be there.
Yeah.
And so we can talk more. And so it's just a fun event. You know, when we talk about summer, what's funner than being in the water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. Nothing. Nothing beats being in the water.
I mean,
in the summer.
Eating at the foodie event, both are pretty close. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It's another great opportunity to find out more about 4-H, too. I think you touched on this before, and it's never a bad point to bring up. There are plenty of people that understand and love 4-H and the modern 4-H and what it's evolved to and everything, but for those that are still, you know, unsure or don't know, you come to these events. They're free. They're fun. Well, not free, but you know what I mean. They're going to work with you to get there. And then you find out and you see how beneficial they can be to the kids, how beneficial they can be to you.
Yeah. You know, and essentially, like, my goal, if we could do free programming, we would do free programming. And mm-hmm. I've mentioned that in other interviews before, where, like, this is why we love working with local businesses, local collaborators, because if you have a space and you're mm-hmm. willing to bring that up for free, then my cost cost is minimal. Like, I'm right. just covering materials if needed. But if there's a thing that we want to do where things are covered or we have sponsorship, then it is free. Like, right? And I love that. I love that we can really have it be accessible to all of our families in the area.
I think one of the things that stands out about 4-H as well is the people who used to be 4-H members and coming back, even when they yeah. don't have kids, wanting to volunteer, wanting to donate and put into the 4-H.
That speaks volumes, I think, not only of our program, but really the community, because mm-hmm. I think they see the impact that it made for them in their lives and in their community, that they are willing to come back to us yep. and like put in and donate their time or whatever they're able to really keep continuing to make that impact.
We're speaking with Jasmine Carbajal, with the Marathon of Wood County's 4-H Associate Educator. One of the things I wanted to talk with you about, Jasmine, is the 4-H Foodie Thursdays.
Yes, I love 4-H Foodie Thursdays. Mm-hmm. It's every Thursday here in Rapids. This is the one where every week we just make something different, and we tie it into a culture mm-hmm. as well. So it's not just about the food, but sometimes it's about the culture, the people that come with that food, right? And yeah. you know this about me, I'm Mexican-American. So to me, like when I cook something, I cook with a lot of love. So I love sharing like what else, you know, is behind the background to that food. And so I try really, really hard to be intentional about if we're making sushi, for example, mm-hmm. which we will be doing mm-hmm. this year, just the culture around that, how mm-hmm. it came to be and some of those traditions and where it's now and how we can be creative with it too. So that's going to be every Thursday, and that's going to start over at our extension office, which is located in the courthouse here in Rapids, at 9. And so adults, you can drop off your youth, leave mm-hmm. them at 9, come pick them up at 11. We'll do some games. We walk over to the market again and pick our ingredients and then walk back and cook. And then they're ready to go. Sometimes they're not ready to go at 11. Yeah. Sometimes they want to stay longer, mm-hmm. which is not a bad thing. And so that's every Thursday in July.
Yeah. yeah. With that event, is it one that you need to register for?
We do want to have youth register just so we kind of have some idea of numbers. So yeah. we have enough things to have for preparation. Mm-hmm. And our registration link is still open. And all of that can be found on our website, on our social media outlets, or by calling us. If you don't have internet or for whatever reason you have other mm-hmm. questions, just give us a call and we can also sign you up via the phone.
You know, and we touched on this before, Jasmine, and you and I, but I don't know if we've really gotten to go too in-depth on it. One of the cool things about 4-H and that you guys are doing nowadays is this bringing so much of our community together, and maybe organizations or groups of people that weren't always together
yeah.
kind of joining forces now and being a little more. I was very lucky growing up in Chicago in a melting pot where mm-hmm. I my best friend was Puerto Rican. We had a wonderful Mexican family above us. Like understanding that not all Latin food is the same, you
yes.
know, like understanding the differences of
right.
spices in these things.
Right.
Like it tasted Chicago as a kid and going to that and seeing Greek food and Latin mm-hmm. food and all these different mm-hmm. things and getting to try it. And to me, growing up, what brought these people together was food. What I didn't see fights and arguments when there was food involved.
Right.
It brought people that I would never see in the same room together. I didn't seem to, at least growing up, all the time at the Taste of Chicago or all the time at the Greek spot mm-hmm. or something like that. I love that about food. And I don't know if we've lost sight of that or not, but it's never bad to have a reminder of how food brings us together and
Absolutely.
It creates empathy.
Absolutely. And especially in a place where we're a little bit more rural, where mm-hmm. we might not have,
yeah.
you know, those opportunities like in some of those bigger places. So I think that it's, even if you have youth that are interested, you know, this is why I say, like, they really try new things. Because mm-hmm. they're trying not only in their own creations and how they do their thing, but also just in a new experience with a new culture that they might not otherwise
have. And for, I think maybe, and I'm not at all trying to speak for you, Jasmine, mm-hmm. but I think for those sort of like us, we're in the same boat when it comes to a lot of European
yes.
meals or a lot of traditional
yes.
Polish meals or some sort. That's
yes.
included in this too. It's everybody we want a part of this and bringing some of that. What's goulash? What is
yes.
this? You know, and
yes.
finding out about some of
yes.
these things.
Yes. No, absolutely. And you know, sometimes I've had youth tell me like, what do you all want to like?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that they come up with that like, okay, oh. we'll get to it. Like, we'll learn about it. We'll cook it and we'll get to it. So yes, everybody's invited to those. You don't have to be a 4-H member. Just let us know that you're coming. And yeah.
We want and every parent wants their kids to not be on the tablet as much and those kind of things, and we get that. One of the things that is done with this is in it's not outright. It's not banging you over the head with it. But every one of these events, while they're fun, they're awesome, they have something the kids will learn, the empathy that is built into these never gets lost on me. I know that when we focus on the kids and the heads and the tablets and these things, the worry is they're not getting exercise or these kind of... I'm concerned about that too. I worry more about empathy. I worry more about some of that in life. And any opportunities to remind kids of these things, to bring it up in them and in their hearts and organically, is never a bad thing.
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, we have lots of, these are usually for our third graders and up, but we have lots of other opportunities throughout the summer for other age groups. You know, we have our little clover buds, which are kindergarten through second grade, and we have like a clover bud camp coming up.
I love the name of it, by the way. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I love the name.
I know. So, yeah. So, you know, really, as you're looking into going into July, we have a lot to offer in our 4-H program here in Wood County. So check us out.
You know, you don't have to take our word for it. You go to 4H.extension.wisc.edu. Go to their calendar. You are going to see every month there is something going on all year long at 4-H. 4-H is a year-round club. It's something that I don't know if it always was or not, but in the time that I've been talking with Laura and you, it is a year-round thing.
Yeah.
That is not only great for parents, but also really consistent for kids. Mm-hmm. It really keeps up on that for them.
Yeah, I think that was, you know, another thing that we've worked really hard about. Like, we often think 4-H and we relate it to fair. Mm-hmm. And while fair is a huge opportunity for our youth every year, it is a whole year commitment. Like, we're doing other things outside of fair, and fair is just a showcase really for what we've done all year.
Most businesses are doing this where they want to keep their core audience but bring in new people, and 4-H could teach a master class on this because you guys have done such an amazing job of everybody understands that 4-H is what 4-H is, and then they realize it's grown, it's this too, and so haven't lost that great core of what 4-H a lot of us grew up on and what it used to be. It's just evolved into something even more now while keeping that in.
Correct. Yes.
That's not easily done. It's masterfully done by you guys, though.
Well, thank you. We love it. We love it.
Let's go over some of the events we talked about again. Let's remind people again about 4-H Foodie Thursdays here in Rapids.
Yes, every Thursday from 9 to 11, third graders and up. And you can find a registration for that on our website or by calling us. We have our pop-up in the same kind of category of foodie on July 11th in Marshfield, and that's from 10 to 11:30 at the Chestnut Center for the Arts, $5 per participant for, again, youth in third grade and up, and we have that registration up still. You can still sign up for that. And then a pool party.
Yeah.
I love the pool party. Oh, so Sunday, cool. July 16th from 2 to 4 at here in the Wisconsin Rapids Recreation Complex, $5 per participant, and all the youth and all the families, all the adults are welcome to join us. And we also have that registration link up on our site.
Yeah. Again, that website, 4h.extension.wisc.edu. And of course, if you type into your search bar, Wood County 4-H, that'll pop up right away. I test it all the time and it works real good for me.
Yeah. And if you let me, I'll share my phone number. Yeah, if anybody wants to just contact us, they have more questions or they're just not sure or whatever. It's 715-421-8440. And anybody out there that Facebook, if you're looking to see, maybe you're not sure, we post pictures. Mm-hmm. So like go see afterwards, you know, you can get an idea of exactly what we did. So our Facebook page, Wood County 4-H, and you can see everything we're doing.
Like the page, it's a great way to keep up with the action over there, but also to see, to get a little preview of what the 4-H is all about.
Yeah.
And as Jasmine and Laura have said many times, if you are unable to pay maybe for the participation of some of these events, there are scholarships available. Yes. They want to work with you. Yes. We want kids to be at these events.
Absolutely. You know, we want you to really feel comfortable. We want your youth to feel comfortable. And, you know, and it doesn't even have to be a full scholarship. If you can only say, hey, I want to pay part of it, we will let you. If you say, hey, you know, I really can't this month, that is fine. We will let you. So we really want youth to experience it, families to experience it, and that will not be an obstacle with 4-H programming.
appreciate you, Jasmine. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Say hi to Laura and everybody for us.
I will.
We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds good.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.